Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, founder and president of Bond Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. Reverend, welcome back to Kill Meet and Friends.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. So what drives your organization?
For the last 23 years, we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men from around the country. We bring them in. We show them how to overcome their anger. We tutor, counsel them. We help them go to school if they decide they want to further their education. We also help find jobs and start businesses. We urge them to get married before having children out of wedlock. And I'm proud to tell you that we've done this without one dime from the government. It's people helping us to help others. And what I realized, Brian, some 25 years ago, that black Americans are not suffering due to racism at all. It has nothing to do to racism with racism, but it has everything to do with the destruction of the family. Some 50 years or so ago, the government came in under Lyndon B. Johnson, and they said to black people, we're going to take care of you, but you can't have a man in the home. The fathers left, the government became the daddy, and the corrupt black leadership became the head, and it has been downhill ever since. So we're changing that by helping these guys to first overcome anger. They have to forgive their parents for not being there the right way for them. Then they can move on with life.
Well, first off, what do you mean that Lyndon Johnson told you not to have a man in the house?
I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws and all that crap. And we worked hard. My grandfather and grandmother were around. I lived with them for the most part because my parents moved up north to Indiana. And there were always the grandfather around or the dad around. And even when the situations were really tough in those days, we still had family. We still were taught to work and to be independent and not to hate, not to be angry. But when Lyndon B. Johnson came in, he said to black people, you know what, we're going to give you welfare. We're going to take care of you. But if you have a man in the home, we can't do that. And I literally know people who boyfriends or live-ins or husband left the home. And even if they had a husband in the home, when the government would come around to check to see, the man would leave or hide away, pretend that she didn't have, and the woman would pretend she didn't have a man in the home so that she could get that free check, free support from the government. And that idea has been passed down from generation to generation to generation of black Americans until today. We're in a state of emergency. And I have to tell you, Brian, no government, no affirmative action, no white man saying he hates us or loves us, nothing is going to change the situation in the black family until we can bring the men back to God and they love God with all their heart, soul, and might, get married, and fathers and mothers guide their families.
Well, it's a strong message, and I also thought they straightened out a lot of that with welfare reform. They didn't?
No, it made it worse. Welfare reform has not been straightened out. I'm working with people right now in South Central LA and all over the country, really, who are addicted to the government, and they have babies to stay on welfare. There are even men who are drug addicts and alcoholics who are getting checks and free houses and free everything, and there's nothing to motivate them to want to overcome because they're addicted to someone else taking care of them. If anything, the government support has gotten worse rather than getting better. For a quick example is Maxine Waters came through last year, and she told black people that in her district that the Republicans want to take away your free houses and they want to take away this, but I'm not going to let that happen. She named all the projects in the area there where people are being taken care of. She said, not only am I not, I'm not going to tear those down, but we're going to build some more for you. We're going to take care of you. So it's getting worse rather than getting better. It just is not being reported.
What about getting an African-American president in the White House?
You know, it's nice to have one, but we absolutely have the wrong one in there now, Brian. And I said that prior to Obama being elected back in 2008 when it was realized that he was a dishonest man. He lied about his relationship with Jeremiah Wright Jr. I said then that this man is worse than Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan, and most of the black preachers who are not called by God but by their mama. I said that if you elect Barack Obama, he's going to turn America into a ghetto. This man does not like this country in the form that it is now. He will change it. But no, the people wouldn't listen. And now it's worse than what I had said, and it's not over yet.